Biz, latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Brennan. Go by SEC Mike on Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite crazy cousin, Cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, man. Wild, wild day over here.
Yeah.
It's just been a wild one, trying to entertain the folks here.
Try to give you an hour away from all the crazy shit that's going on in this world, Mike. That's what this is. Power Hour, talk college football, but we're not blind and deaf to what's going on out there. So just keep your family safe, you know, because there is some damn crazies running around here, Mike.
Yeah, and, well, a different level of crazies. We got some in the comments, so we're going to try to entertain you. We got another SEC mailbag show, Shane. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, Shane. I told them I was disappointed in them last week. They got me back because we got all kinds of food questions for you, buddy. You're going to be fired up by the end of this thing. A lot of coaches getting fired questions. The cousins really came through. We did already with Steven, if you missed it. We got the picks, so go check that out when this one's over. We got Cousin Shane rocking it in the restroom with Steve Sarkisian this morning. Go check that one out when you're done with this one. And, man, we're just one day closer to... Look at this schedule. I keep looking at this, Shane, and this is getting me through the week here to where I know... We're going to have some entertainment this weekend. You know what?
Brother, I'm dubbing it Upset Saturday because, I mean, it's happening. There's going to be, I don't know which one, probably in Georgia. There's going to be some fans that are upset that they got knocked off when they were the favorites. But I do feel like this is making out to potentially be the greatest weekend of SEC football maybe ever, Mike. I mean, that when I look at this, go back to that for a second. Go back to that
for
a second.
You said ever, so you got me all fired up.
I know. Well, I'm just looking here, Mike. You look at the top six games here, they could all be absolutely electric and entertaining coming down to the wire. Now, I know Alabama's like, hey, we're back, you know, but let's not kid ourselves. It still could be entertaining, that 12 o'clock game here on ABC with Alabama and Wisconsin. So I just feel like this weekend is just setting up for like where we're going to be at the end of the season, almost, it feels like.
Right. So, and hey, Shane, also by roughly the end of this, I don't know if we'll make it or not, but the SEC, they put out their weekly SEC injury reports.
Oh, yeah.
So that starts Wednesday, and that's only for the conference games. That's why we really haven't had it yet. But we did have the one game last week. But just a heads up. So if it's out by the time this is over, we'll give you the latest injury updates going into the weekend. But all right, Shane. Oh, shout out. Man, we don't deserve any of the cousins, to be honest with you. Well, we really don't deserve old JP. He's round up the August donations for us, Shane. So again, thank you, JP, for doing all this work. And thank you to all the cousins out there working hard.
Hell yeah.
To give us money. we don't ask for a dime, but we want to shout out. So over here in the top left, again, JP did all this hard work. Top fan bases with the donations for the month of August. LSU go Tigers. We believed in you. I picked Clemson to jinx them. That's all I did. Texas number 2, Tennessee 3, A&M 4, Mizzou 5, Georgia 6, South Carolina 7, Alabama 8, Ole Miss 9, Oklahoma, get your act together, Sooners. Arkansas 11, Florida 12, can't blame them, saving money for Billy. Mississippi State 13, Auburn 14, Kentucky 15, and Vanderbilt. I didn't even know they had fans, so I don't expect a dime from them. Top fan bases by members gifted. Buddy, look at Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas, including them hearts of donating for us. So we thank you, Texas. Top individual donors, the legend, Cousin Rick, Giga Maggies, beat the hell out of Notre Dame, Royce Pierce, we appreciate you, buddy. Cousin JR, the legend, Steven Up, Vol Pitt, ACV, Cousin Lou, Shin, Carl Junkins, and Bear SEC. And man, Cousin JR, we don't say it enough. We don't deserve you, buddy.
We don't.
You know what?
Yeah, no, we don't. We don't deserve any of these cousins. I tell you what, I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. You know, like Mike says, you help keep the lights on around here so we can just entertain. That's what we like. We like college football. You like college football. It's a perfect, perfect family, Mike.
It is. And you know who's rising up that list, Shane, for the month of September?
Steven don't like being he don't like being down there on that list. Thank you, guys.
Shout out the legend, Steven Up.
Showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Thank Hell you, yeah. Steven. He's Thank gifted you, Shane to Howdy and saw him off. What a name. Howdy. Scott Haley, Drew Angel Vine, Ags 23, and Jerry.
Welcome to the family.
Courtesy of Steven Up. All right, buddy, you ready to dive into this mailbag?
Not before we give a shout out to my boys over here at Tennessee Legend Distillery. Be sure to stop in at the Sevierville locations. Be sure to stop in at the Nashville location. Tell them the cousin sent you. Not only going to get a big discount, but you're also going to get a bonus gift when you show up. And I'll tell you what, Mike, I've had a lot of cousins say, hey, I can't get this stuff. I can't get to Tennessee. It's too far away. Well, let Tennessee come to you. Go to your package store and tell them you need some Tennessee Legend sent your way. Be sure to take a picture when it arrives so that we can include it on the show. And maybe this week, you'll be the Tennessee legend.
I have a feeling you might need a lot of that this Saturday.
You shut your mouth, boy.
All right, let's get into it, Shane. SEC mailbag. And buddy, we got some good ones here. So yeah. Michael Riley, shout out. I know it's been a rough one for you, so I want to lead the way. Michael Riley, It was like three seasons ago he was mad at Billy Napier. He's still mad at Billy Napier, Shane. So shout out official cousins. They always get their questions answered on the YouTube. Michael Riley, where does Florida go from here? The issues we see are a big picture that stem from the university president down. Did you know AD Scott Strickland has only hired one coach with a winning record that's still here? Todd Golden, the basketball coach. And yeah, he won it all, didn't he? But there was some scandal there, but we moved on. We moved on because we won big. But I don't know, where does Florida go from here, Shane? You never. You called it a house of cards. You may have nailed it, but you know they bounce back and they beat LSU. Then all of a sudden, maybe not. But I don't know, where does Florida go from here? You think, Shane?
I think here's the thing, Mike. I don't know. Right. I know here we've given Billy Napier all this time and this morning on SEC Hangover, I showed you a clip. Brian Kelly says, you know what we need to do for Billy Napier? We need to give him more time. When your rival coach is out here saying, you know what, he should just be patient. Let's trust Billy Napier in the process. That should be alarm bells, man. That should be alarm bells that if your competitors are saying, hey, you got the right guy, even though it's not showing up on the scoreboard, then you ain't got the right guy. So, but we're in a spot, Mike. I don't think you could fire Billy Napier right now. I think there's a couple of games that you could circle on this schedule that you could say, hey, if this happens and this happens, we may do it. And I'm looking in particular over the next 2 weeks, maybe even leading up to the Georgia game. Because that back half of the schedule, I'm not saying it's winnable games, but I am saying the momentum that Florida had last year had a lot to do with these football teams. So I feel like it could also happen in 2025. So I don't know, man. I feel like he's a dead man walking, but I've said that before, and then he fired off four wins. So we'll see.
Well, I mean, what do you expect Brian Kelly to say? I mean, you think he's going to say they should fire Billy Napier's ass, you know, no, 4 days before they play him?
No, I think he should say he's the right guy, but coming out here talking about time, I mean, that's what he stressed was
well, he said that for himself, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know if you remember that. Yeah, but he was talking about Coach O coming in, and Coach O had his certain way of doing things, and he has a certain way of doing things. And we can't – I mean, we're 4 years into Billy Napier. There's no other coach to blame. There's no other kids on this roster that were recruited by a former Florida coach, maybe one or – you know, there's a handful, if you will. So I don't think the time is – I don't think time is valuable anymore for Billy Napier. I feel like the time is to put up or shut up, and the excuses are done, and we're over with it. The Florida fans are over it. The Florida media is over it. They're just kind of stuck with the guy right now, it feels like.
Well, what if he's not the problem?
Who's the problem, Mike?
DJ. DJ is...
Yeah.
I mean, I went back and watched the game, Shane, and yeah. I mean, I don't think it's telling Florida fans anything they don't know. This guy's not playing worth a damn.
Right.
And I think it's because he's getting injured all the time.
Yeah.
Now, they got a promising freshman. You know, maybe they got a bench. I don't think they got a bench DJ. But if DJ, there's plays to be made. Go check our friend Zach Goodall, Swamp 24/7. He did a whole film analysis, and it was just basically – look at this wide open touchdown DJ missed. Look at this play he missed. Look at that. I mean, is that Napier's fault that he's dialing up these plays and the quarterback's not hitting them?
No, no. I mean,
or that they're scoring touchdowns and they're getting flagged left and right?
I don't think. Well, I think discipline. DJ didn't lose this game.
It's not discipline for bad pass interference calls.
No, I get that, but I do feel like there was a lot of mistakes that were made in this game other than DJ Lagway, which led to the loss.
Just one spit. Come on.
I mean, but it was also just the clock management and the you know, there was a lot of other stuff, a lot of other factors. But I do see what you're saying, because this is South Florida, and I feel like when you do get into the meat of the schedule, if DJ's continuing to play like he is right now, yeah, they don't have a snowball's chance in hell, man.
Last thing, and then we'll move on because we got so many.
Yeah.
What? And I know this is going to sound damn crazy. And maybe I am a little crazy, Shane. If they end up going 8-4.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, I think Billy Napier's done a good job considering his quarterback's banged up and not making plays after 2 weeks.
So next year's the year. You sound just like Brian Kelly. Get the hell out of here. The hell out of here. I disagree.
8-4 is not a good year. A good year?
Is it a good year?
With this schedule? I think it's a hell of a year.
Where are you getting your wins?
Maybe coach of the year. Miami.
So you already got your loss. Let me ask you this. Where's your other three losses?
One of the Texas ones. So they're going to win one of them. I'm not seeing many others. Georgia. That's it. You know, but 9-3. Excuse me. 9-3.
Oh, well, 9. You know? Yeah, shit. 9-3. Let's hang the statue up, you know?
You know who else we should hang a statue for?
Who's that?
Royce.
Rolls Royce. Come on, cuss. I've got it here, Mike. We'll appreciate Rolls Royce coming through. Tired of being at the bottom of that list. Beyond the Cane, Eugene Caleb, Scott's House of HO Racing, Cody McChicken, cool name, blah, 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 half the show, Jason Cohen, Daughter Red, Dog Tur Red, and Will Dewey, Bogey Mania, and Hugh Freeze Butt Dial. Welcome to the family, courtesy of Rolls Royce.
Oh, man. Those are some all-time names right there.
You got some names here, man.
All right. How about this one, Shane? Speaking of great names.
Yeah.
Elk Chit.
Yeah.
That's his name. Shout out. He's an official cousin. What brand of shoes did Cousin Shane wear when he had to do the walk marathon after the Tennessee loss to Florida?
Dude, I discovered Brooks a while back, and that's been my shoe ever since. I never knew they made, like, wide shoes. So, I mean, I made New Balance work. I've made Adidas Nikes work in the past, you know. But when I found these Brooks, I felt like, man, this is – It's not quite, what do they call those orthopedic shoes, you know? Yeah. Kind of felt like that.
Orthodontics.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I will tell you, I had to retire them bastards not much longer after, you know?
And then he also added, would you recommend wearing those this weekend when we take down the goalposts this Saturday in Needham?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Let's take it to the river, man.
All right, shout out Be Creepy. He's an official cousin, Shane. With the fall of Bama.
Yeah.
Someone predicted that. Does it not seem like the AP voters are looking at the conferences overall more than the team's record, how they played and who they beat? I thought that was kind of an interesting question.
You know, and I feel like some of these AP voters got a bad rap, you know? I mean, right. we highlighted one individual and some of it's the verbiage, it's the way it was delivered. And again, it was a spliced video, but I do feel like there are some AP voters that take their job extremely serious, and it's important to me, man. I told the cousins this morning, I said, as much as I love college football, I don't deserve a vote because I would be so biased. I would just pick SEC, you know? And I don't think that's the way it should be. This should be somebody that but I will say this, Mike, if I did get the opportunity to be an AP voter, it would be an honor. And I would make sure that before I put my vote out there, I know exactly the top 25 teams and why I think they should be there.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. So, I don't know if I ever shared this because I didn't think it was that big a deal, but I've been asked to do some of the awards.
Yeah.
Where like vote in the, you know, who should be the best receiver, best running back, all that. I always say no, because for that reason, again, you know, people sometimes, not that often. I mean, I feel like if you're watching that SEC podcast, you know, you're going to get SEC football, but you know, some people are like, well, why don't you recognize there's good football and Big Ten and Big 12 and all that. And it's not that I like don't think they play good football. I don't care to watch it. And
yeah,
there's 16 teams to watch over here. And if I'm spending my time watching Oregon and Penn State and Ohio mm-hmm. State, well, then that means that's time taken out of my day, which I'm already pretty damn busy to the max watching these 16 that I can't watch them. So I'm not qualified to vote in those things. And I respect those awards. But I don't want any part of it because I should not be on their voting board, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And at the end of the day, it you know, I hate that people think it doesn't matter because it does. How many times do we recognize a team that beat a top 25, or, you know, how many times your coach has been in a top 20? I've helped some of these coaches lose jobs because they don't reach the top 25. So to sit there and ask some kid out in California what they think about Florida, you know, which, you know, damn well, they didn't even watch the game or you wouldn't have moved them up two spots. It blows my mind. And I like that there's accountability. I mean, you have to sign your receipt, but I guarantee you after this damn noise that was made this weekend, I feel like this AP is going to get tightened up a little bit moving forward.
Well, that or people are not going to do interviews about their damn AP vote, you know? what are the other? Shout out, Shane. Another one of the legends, Cousin Ben Helms.
Big Ben.
He gifted a membership, and Shane, just so the cousins know, so Ben's reached out to me. He wants to be the celebrity cousin picker.
Ooh.
This week, it's Liquid. He's already done his picks, but it's going to be Cousin Ben in week four. So,
hell yeah, Ben. Big shoes to fill.
Right. It's a ways out, but so we'll be looking for a cousin week five that wants to do it.
Yeah.
So shout out Cousin Ben. He gifted a membership to Lawrence Wimberly. Lawrence, welcome
to the family.
And shout out Ben. What a legend. He even said in the comments, he said, he doesn't have much to give. Yeah, can't afford much, but I wanted to help. So,
hey, thanks, man. Appreciate
that means a lot.
That,
thank you, Ben. Absolutely. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
And then, hey, another legend, Shane. Cousin Kyle. Kyle Loving Good. He's been a long time cousin here. Big A Aggie. This is a great question. Great question, Shane. If an underdog pulls off an upset this weekend, which SEC fan base is hitting the panic button the hardest come Sunday morning? And you let me know if I'm selecting the right games. But
yeah.
I'm taking, you know, we got this graphic with all these great games.
Yeah.
I'm basically taking them off the table. Because okay. I don't think that's what Kyle's asking. I think, again, he's saying panic button. He's saying upsets. Which favorite upsets? So these are the games I'm thinking. Wisconsin at Alabama.
Yeah.
Because Alabama, obviously a huge favorite. South Alabama at Auburn. Auburn's yeah. a huge favorite. Louisiana at Mizzou. Mizzou, again, huge favorite. UTEP at Texas. Texas, a huge favorite. Alcorn at Mississippi State. Mississippi State, obviously. Eastern Michigan at Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And Oklahoma at Temple.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at those ones. Because again, he's saying upsets. Who's? I mean, they'll all be pissed. None of those are forgivable, really. But
would you throw Eastern in there?
Oh yeah. If you didn't hear me, Eastern Michigan at Kentucky, certainly. But those are the games, and I think they'll all be pissed. All these teams should cruise.
Yes.
Florida should have cruised last week. You know what I'm saying? So it can happen. But there's one on the top of my list, Shane, that is going to be the biggest panic of all. Yeah. And do you want to hear it or you want to do yours first?
All right, go ahead. It may be the same list because there's one glaring team on this thing.
Sorry, Steven. Alabama. Again, up and down. We've corrected, we've righted the ship. We're going straight into Georgia and we're going to pack them dogs, kick them right in the nuts. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Again, all these, would there be some level of panic? I think it'd be on another level if Alabama's 1-2 after, he ain't making it to the bye week if we do that, I feel like.
No, that's the definite panic one because, I'm not giving any credit to last week, which I probably should. I mean, there was some really good things in that football game, but we talked about this at nauseam, like what does it take for Bama to get back? It's not this game either. So if you lose it, if it's a tight one, I feel like there's a panic regardless, and you really got to come out here and smoke Wisconsin. And if you don't, then, it's like, Billy Napier, all that heat that's on him right now shifts back over to Tuscaloosa.
And apparently Wisconsin's even down to their backup quarterback too. So
we'll be reminded if they lose.
Right. Hey, shout out Junior Shane. He gave us $5. DJ bouncing back this week. BK gonna be panicking. Go Gators.
Come on now. I do think I feel like Eastern. Not so much a panic, but like just total give up if Eastern Michigan wins. That's one.
I think they're on the verge of that anyway.
I know, right? It's like on life support, but they're like, hey, we still got a pulse, And then Eastern Michigan is like, nah, call it. I feel like that would be one. And then you mentioned Auburn. I want to think that Auburn's back. I do want to think that Auburn's in the mix moving forward. When you look at some of these games that are going to be absolutely epic, they kind of take a back seat if you take two steps back. So, that's the only other one because it's not an easy game. This is not a I think it's a 20, was it 25, something like that? 20. It's three touchdowns, which, again, you should win. But it's not, Eastern Michigan. So,
right. And you know what else it's not, Shane?
What? Buttered sausage.
Shout out, Buttered. He gifted a membership, Shane, to Mercy. Mercy,
welcome to the family.
We appreciate you, Buttered Sausage.
And the absolute legend.
Yeah.
Where's he at here?
Legend. Cousin JR has done it again.
Shane is there. He is.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I got it.
JR gifted a membership to Stiff. Stiff, welcome to the family. We appreciate you. And another one of our favorites, Shane.
Too slick.
He's back. He's too slick to be gone that long. You know what? Shout out, Gator Man. You've been gifted by Too Slick.
Welcome to the family. Thank you, cuz. Appreciate you.
All the cousins, we appreciate you.
Feels like Christmas already.
Hey, another great
which
cousin.
My wife is already talking about. It's like, dude, it's 80 degrees still, so let's not get too carried away.
Yeah, another great cousin, Shane. Cousin Sven, shows up through thick and thin. Hell, if you stayed on here during the 2-10 season,
yeah,
you know you're a hell of a cousin, like Cousin Sven. How about this one, Shane? And hey, remember, this is all his words, not mine. People are going to think I wrote this one, Shane.
Yeah.
Texas has not won a game against a ranked team in the regular season since September of 23. Mm-hmm. It's been a while. Florida won 7 games last year with a quarterback who had 3 injuries and was ranked in the top 15. Should we simply stop making the rankings till week 5? We've got to hit on that recently. Wasn't it you and I talking about that? It was me and somebody. But I think it would be smart if the first month they didn't do rankings.
Yeah.
And then kind of evaluate the teams and put it out. But it'll never happen. Because
right.
They want to hype up. It's mostly now for TV, but it used to be magazines and newspapers and all that.
Yeah.
But ABC, Fox, all this, you know. Again, would we have been locked into Texas, Ohio State, regardless of the rankings? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Would someone that watches 5 or less college football games have watched it as much as, if not, it's number 1 versus number 3, whatever it was?
Right.
No. I mean, more people are going to watch it if they see those little numbers, whether they're warranted or not. So it's simply not going anywhere.
I don't think it is either, Mike, to be honest with you. And why would it? Because it gives us something to talk about as right. well. And I feel like what ultimately needs to change, though, maybe in the first month, is how aggressive teams move up and down. You know, like, let's just face it. We were wrong about certain teams going into week 1, and we were probably correct about a few of them. So I just hate the fact when you got a team sitting at the, let's just say, and I don't know who this is right now. Let's just say at the 5th spot, you know, you're watching them. You're like, man, this ain't playing like team 5. This is playing like team 15. Don't be mad to drop them down to 15, but also take a team that's unranked. And don't be like Vanderbilt. There's no reason Vanderbilt shouldn't be the top 25 given their body of work right now. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no reason Mizzou should have set out so long to get into that top 25. I feel like, hey, you prove it. When you prove it, then move them up. So maybe keep the polls, but be a little bit more aggressive or a little bit loose with the standings the first month.
Mm-hmm. And then he also says, hey, Shane, week 5. Keep it up, buddy. He says week 5. Remember he said the rankings?
Yeah.
Guess what else is week 5?
What's week 5?
Mississippi State hosting Tennessee. Oh. He said you going down, buddy. So he just want to get that in there and remind you.
Mm. One last dig. Can you say buttered sausage for me?
Buttered sausage. All right. And then how about this one, Shane? From Forrest Whittle, an official cousin. Now... This is going to go off one of the things I already said. If you had to go to any non-SEC football game, what game would you go to go watch? And he also said, why would it be Army-Navy?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Damn it, he stole it.
Well, my answer is, I don't want to go to any of them. If it's not SEC, I don't care about it. I really don't.
Which game would I want to go see if it weren't because you're taking Army Navy off the board? I'm always super excited about the first game of the year. Mm-hmm. So if the first game's not an SEC, I'm all for that one. Other than that, I'm kind of with you, man. There's not one that I just absolutely maybe a game in Hawaii so I could see my brother, you know. Kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
Hawaii versus Louisiana Tech or something.
It doesn't really matter, you know. I just maybe one of them MAC games where it gets up to 150 points and you got possums on the football field and stuff. Something like that or a snow game somewhere. That'd be kind of cool.
Hey, shout out Carter B. Huff, an official cousin Shane. Throw up the little preview graphic. He says, what's got to happen for Arkansas to beat Ole Miss in Oxford?
Ole Miss in Oxford. What has to happen? I think, honestly, Mike, I feel like it's like you're reading my mind. Just Taylen Green. This is going to come down to quarterbacks, man. And you want Austin Simmons to make mistakes, and you want Taylen Green to capitalize on those opportunities. That's basically what I think needs to happen here is Arkansas has got to play a great game, and you got to create some mistakes. Austin has shown that he's going to make them the last couple of weeks. So I feel like that's kind of the recipe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a great one. Since you kind of laid out that, I would say Arkansas, I mean, it's kind of similar to what you just said, but, you know, force a turnover or two, I think that's going to be critical.
Yeah.
Got to protect Taylen Green. He can't just do it himself. You know, Taylen Green and Omega Blake have already started to kind of connect. That seems to be his go-to guy.
Yeah.
I want to see, you know, that continue to develop because we still haven't got an accurate judge yet, I don't think, of what these Arkansas receivers are. Obviously against really good competition. So who steps up? And maybe some bad blood too, Shay. Remember, Ole Miss stole a bunch of, I don't know if stole is the right word, but took several Arkansas players via the portal. Maybe that gives a little edge to Arkansas to where there's, you know, there's some bad blood there. And Sam Pittman, I don't know if you heard this week, Shane, but he was discussing Patrick Kutis, the offensive lineman, and I guess there was a situation where Arkansas said he was good to go, and he said, well, I don't think I'm quite, you know, he basically held himself out, and Pittman said, well, okay, but, you know, it was at that four-game mark.
Yeah.
He didn't want to play, to burn a red shirt. He said, okay, well, that's I guess that's all right, but, you know, promise me you're not going to go in the portal. He's no intention to go in the portal. Now he's on damn Ole Miss roster. So, again, I don't know. I'm not calling out a player. I don't know the whole story, but that was what was relayed. So, again, there could be some bad blood there.
And if I'm not mistaken, I saw Luke's going to be a green light here as well. I don't know if that's true. I haven't seen it earlier in the week, so we'll just see. Yeah, that may be something, you know, and say what you want. Sam will use anything and everything he can to fire up this damn locker room, you know. And what is – I guess – the mistakes is going to be ultimately the dagger for Ole Miss if they lose this thing. But, you know, I'd like to see an aggressive Arkansas football team too. You know, we always talk about Lane not afraid to go for it on fourth down and stuff. I want to see that with Arkansas. If you got opportunities to keep the chains moving, then let's do it, you know, because it's too many times Sam's gotten a little too conservative in these type games, and I'd like to see him kind of let loose a little.
Mm-hmm. All right, and hey, we got a little donation here. From One More Chance. And again, I said those were Sven's stats, not mine. I'm just reading the question. He said, where the hell that stat come from? Last regular season, Texas beat Michigan, which I don't think they ended up ranked. Oklahoma, they sure as hell didn't. They had, what were they, 6-6? Vanderbilt, 25. A&M, 20. I get, maybe they have beaten ranked teams. I don't think A&M at 8-5 was ranked, but...
Sven just throws shit out, you know, because 60% it works all the time, right?
Well, no, I'm sitting here laughing at Texas fans, be like, we beat Vanderbilt. That, you know, that was a ranked one.
when it works in court, you know, that's what we do, man.
And Forrest said, hey, I admit, I went to Western Michigan Pound Toledo 2016. They were their run, and it was fun.
I don't think – have you ever been to a non-SEC game ever? Like, I've been to, like, a Carson Newman game or something like that, but never
– I mean, NFL I've been to.
Seems like I've been to one. Maybe at ETSU. I wouldn't mind maybe an ETSU game that wasn't Tennessee. Go get some of them, you know where I'm going. Cootie Browns, you know, get some tamales after.
Hey, speaking of tamale, how about this hot tamale, Shane? He's an official cousin, Chase Burrow. Has Kirby been sandbagging, or do you think Georgia's been waiting to release it against Tennessee? As a Tennessee fan, I'm optimistic about our chances, but I also just need to see it before I believe it. Glad to be in the family. Go Big Orange. I'm not a big believer, Shane.
Yeah.
Or not a believer at all, really. In these, are they holding it back? Were we playing vanilla? Are we keeping all these plays in our back pocket? I don't buy any of that, really.
Yeah.
I really don't. And particularly if you go and watch that Georgia game, which I did this morning against Austin Peay.
Yes.
Buddy. Georgia's got problems on offense.
Yeah.
they got problems. Now, they came out and they fumbled, and then they scored two touchdowns. There was another fumble by a receiver, but they were getting, they got stuffed at the goal line. And I know people are like, well, there's a weather delay. Well, again, if you go back and actually watch that game, Austin Peay stuffed Georgia on the goal line literally at halftime. And then there was a 2-hour delay. And then Georgia came right out and scored a touchdown on the first possession and held Austin Peay to 3 and out. So if you were to ask me, I think the weather delay helped Georgia.
Yeah.
Because if you stuff Georgia on the goal line in their own damn house, you know, Austin Peay had all the momentum going into halftime. But that evaporated during that 2-hour delay. So I'm not buying that the weather is an excuse. And I'm not sitting here telling you that Georgia's like, you know, going to go 8-4 or something. Yeah. You know, I think I think it's fair to say they, you know, were going through the motions a little bit, I guess, Austin Peay. But I do think they got real issues. They have no identity on offense, and their quarterback is, I'm trying to use the right word here, he's not found his rhythm yet. And that's a huge concern going into Neyland Stadium for such a huge game. You know what?
Yeah, but it does feel a little Kirby-esque, doesn't it, to kind of limp into this thing. And I'm not saying that's the case at all, because my thing is, Mike, watching two games of Georgia, there's no doubt in my mind that the Bulldogs are still a top 10 team. Hell, maybe a top 5 team. They may win the whole damn thing. But, you know.
Where do you get that limping in, though? I don't get that. You know, like the national champions years, they've beaten Clemson in the opener. Remember that one they beat Oregon by like 50 points?
Yeah.
Georgia comes out ready to play. I don't think they limp into big games.
No, I'm just saying last week. Well, limping is exactly what happened last week. I feel like they got handicapped a little bit. They got nipped by Austin Peay. And one of the things that I scratch my head on is Kirby is, he's one of these guys that beats his chest and talks about how physical they are in the offseason, mm-hmm. which is part of the reason why the Georgia Bulldogs have always had that early success. You know, so I mean, how can you not watch this game where Georgia is clearly the better football team, played the way they did? They still got the win. There was no doubt in my mind who was going to win that football game, but limping is exactly what they're doing when they're coming into Neyland, because old Georgia, national championship run Georgias, would have beaten Austin Peay by 50 points. They didn't do that this week, Mike. And again, like you said, I know about the weather delay and I know about all that bullshit. I watched the game, and there was several moments in this game that they got exposed, which makes you wonder what happens if you are playing an opponent that has just as much talent or as close to his talent as you are. Mm-hmm. So I feel like limping in is exactly what happened. They've made so many mistakes, but can they get it cleaned up coming into Knoxville? I have no doubt in my mind Kirby will have those boys ready.
Well, you know what I think might be different this year?
What's that?
They almost always, as far as I can remember, mm-hmm. they play a big opening game.
Yeah.
Either week one or week two, and they didn't have. So maybe it was a little bit harder to keep those guys motivated, you know, to get up for Marshall. You know what I mean? I mean, literally every year they play Clemson or an Oregon or it seems like every year they're playing a huge marquee game, and it just didn't happen this year.
I mean, when they lose to Tennessee this week, Mike, when they get their asses handed to them in Knoxville, what would be the headline? I mean, we talked a little bit about this, about Mike Bobo getting the blame, but true, and I'm joking, but what if Tennessee does win this football game, then is it because Tennessee's got a great football team, or are we going to turn around and say, well, Georgia's not as good as we thought they were?
I think they'll say Georgia's not as good as
I knew it. Can't let us have nice things.
But you know who disagrees with that, Shane?
Who's that?
Austin Wayne. Austin.
Bam.
He gifted a membership to Sam Lusk. Sam, welcome
to the family. Damn, Kirby's burner. He heard all that.
As did Mark Yarbrough. Mark. Welcome
to the family.
Yo, Lusk.
Old Ben says, shh, don't reveal your pick, Shane.
All right, how about this one from Cousin Chance, official cousin Shane. Been afraid to get on YouTube since Diego called us out. You think even with how bad South Carolina's offense has been, if we take a small step forward, plus our defense and special teams do the job, is it enough to beat Vandy convincingly?
Whew. I mean, you think so. I mean, talent, you put one on one side, one on the other, you're going to say, hey, South Carolina looks like they got the more talent, but Vanderbilt has come into a lot of these games underdogs and have walked away victors. So you got, I don't know if you just destroy Vanderbilt, but I mean, it's going to take a lot of steps, Mike. It's going to take a lot of growth from week one to two to three. I've got to see it. And I would say this would have to be one of the biggest bounce backs for South Carolina to just destroy Vanderbilt. Mike, I feel like they're about to walk into a damn dogfight. This game is going to come down to the wire. There's going to be a lot of fighting, picking. There's going to be probably spitting in this one too, Mike. I'm telling you, this game is going to be absolutely ugly. Pavi has already told you this is the game he's got circled, right? And South Carolina doesn't have this game circled, but I believe they're starting to put it in the crosshairs. This is a get right game for South Carolina as well. And I think will be probably the best football game played this Saturday will be these two guys.
Yeah. And I just, the way Vanderbilt plays, there's just not a lot of blowouts.
Yeah.
Cause you're not possessing the football a lot. Mm-hmm. Hell, even Texas didn't blow them out.
Yeah.
Certainly Alabama didn't. You know, Tennessee handled them, but I think, again, we could sit here and make excuses for everybody, but Diego Pavi was really, really banged up, I think, by the time that game rolled around. But, hell, Tennessee was also red hot, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
we'll go with that. All right, how about this one, Shane, from Derrick Henry? Be cool if it was the real Derrick Henry.
Hey, the king.
I have a feeling it's not, though, based on his question. Official cousin, can Cousin Shane go ahead and lock Notre Dame so my eggs will get the W?
Hey, man, I've been on a little bit of a heater. You know, I think you'd be talking
We
to
still
SEC.
Got the reputation of missing them, so I don't. You got about four seasons before you live that down.
I know. I have had two good games. I am literally Tennessee right now. Ready to be crowned, Mike. So, I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to pick, but I think you'll be pretty damn happy that it's – oh, wait, no, he won't be. Sorry, guys. I don't know if I can do that. Honestly, I feel like this is going to be a really good football game. But more importantly, I think this is an opportunity for Texas A&M to kind of show the country that they're here. Nobody's talking about them outside of this podcast and College Station networks. It's just not happening. You go up here and you whoop up on Notre Dame, then all of a sudden you're the other Texas team people are talking about.
Right. Hey, shout out Old Mace. He's always active in the comments. I believe he's in here today already, but he had a question. Well, we kind of already answered this on the last mailbag, so I don't want to just necessarily rehash it, but what stadiums have you been to and best game at each? So, I don't want to just rehash all of it, but I was going to say two that I'm really very interested in going to that I haven't had an opportunity yet.
Yeah.
Is A&M. Which again, I kind of already talked about that, and Arkansas, and I kind of regret we didn't go Tennessee, Arkansas. Well, maybe not the way that thing played out, but those are two that I'm kind of really eager to get to. You know what?
LSU, I'd love to do a night game down there, and like do the whole deal. You know what I'm saying? Just stay for the weekend, maybe catch a Saints game or something. Just really, really enjoy that, and. I say probably the other one, the neutral site games. We talked about the Red River, and then the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. I think that would be absolutely.
I know what I'm getting you for your birthday. Tickets to those two because you're always talking about them.
Yeah, I know. It's a bucket list for me, and I just want to mark it off and say I've been there. But
maybe you could coach Florida this year. Maybe it'd be an upgrade.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get down there and do it. You think they'll let me on the field? I know Billy. Well, I love when Billy gets asked a question, because there's some media guys like, the golden hair. You remember
him? Zach?
Every time Zach goes to ask a question, you can just see on Billy's face, like, he is furious that Zach's back down. So I know if he sees my fat ass down there, he'd be like, nah, this kid's not allowed down here.
Hey, shut up. Migrating coconuts. Shane, what a name. Over under 1.5 SEC coaches fired between now and the beginning of next season.
Over. I'm going over.
Shade, I was going to say over under this month. I mean.
Yeah. It's time. Yeah. I know we've been on a little bit of a hiring freeze, but come on. There's some teams that need to make the move. They need to pull the trigger. And I think I would honestly say the number will most likely be 3 by the end of the year.
We might go even higher, man.
Really?
Got Florida. Really? I don't care about this buyout, Kentucky.
Yeah.
When they stop showing up.
There's my number 2. Can you find my number 3?
Arkansas is a candidate right there.
That's my 3. Drink. Who's your 4? Who would you go? Who would you go?
Drink. Yeah. Nah, I mean, there's always a wild card, but right here, Caleb DeBoring, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they get rid of him.
Mm.
I mean, I may be wrong. Let's see. Let's let Wisconsin play.
Call
first.
Me Sunday. Yeah. No. All right. Hey, how about this one? I love this question, Shannon. Shout out Floki Simmons, official cousin, and he is still all in, which I respect for his Gators, Shane. Will Tennessee lose to Billy Napier, or will they lose his replacement come November 22nd? And I don't know if you caught this all off season, Shane. They were saying spot the ball when it comes to Florida. That was like Napier saying.
Yeah.
Floki says spot the buyout. So what's more, maybe we'll ask it this way, because I know he's kidding, but what would scare you most about a Tennessee matchup in the Swamp, Billy Napier or an interim coach?
Interim coach, just like backup quarterbacks. It just seems like that would be the perfect thing for them, right?
Like fighting for his job, like a Coach-O, down there.
Yeah, how many times does that happen? They fire the coach, and then they get all pumped up, and you're like, damn, are they gonna hire this offensive coordinator? You know? That's probably what I'm – because let's just say I think it'd be after the Georgia game. I think that'd be the perfect opportunity. And there's a shot. Who knows what Ole Miss is going to be? But if Ole Miss is having a bad year, they get 2 wins right out the gate. And then you got Tennessee coming home. Ugh. Yeah. Let Billy stay there.
Okay. Hey, we got an email. It was pretty good question. Shout out cousin Josh via email. Ole Miss, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Wild range of possibilities, he says. If Arkansas wins this game, will it be enough to buy Sam Pittman another year? Are we locking in Sam Pittman for another year if he wins in Oxford?
If he wins in Oxford, I say yes. And it's not so much because he won this game. It's because now I believe he'll win 3 other games that maybe I had as tosses. You know what I'm saying? So I think Ole Miss would be is a great temperature gauge for how good this Arkansas football team is. And yeah, if they go on the road and get a win here, absolutely. I feel like he can get another year out of this thing.
Now, keep in mind, he said there's a wide range, right?
Yeah.
So he says if Arkansas loses by 30 or more, is Sam the coach next week?
Sam is the coach. I don't think Sam's one of those guys that gets fired during the season.
I feel like down there, they'd be like, now maybe they won't do this, but I kind of feel like they'd be like, this is going to be Sam's last year.
Yeah.
We are actively searching for the next, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think they'd blow up the whole thing.
Yeah,
let him finish it out, you know?
Sam may even announce it like, guys, I got some news.
Hey, shout out. I love this question, Shane. Son of Truman on Twitter. Yeah. Which upcoming game, and I think he just means this week, so it could be any game, but I limit it to this week. Which upcoming game will be the best barometer for the team's season, if that makes sense. So basically he's saying if you knew the results of the game,
yeah,
you can realistically say how the rest of the season went. And I think I have the perfect answer. Would you like me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
And I think he was asking for a single team, but I think it's for both, really.
Right.
And I think it's Vanderbilt and South Carolina. I think if Vanderbilt, who Shane had at like 2-10 this year, something crazy. Yeah. If they're 3-0 and they're going to cruise their ass to 5-0, again, they're not making the playoff, but I mean, I think it's going to be a hell of a year. Hell, maybe they do make the playoff. I don't know. but and same deal with South Carolina. Man, if you're losing to Vanderbilt at home, you got at Mizzou coming up. You got this damn one landmine after another. Season's not in the tank.
Yeah.
But, hell, it's on the verge. So if I had to pick one game that it will kind of be a barometer for the rest of the season, that's the one I'm picking.
That's a good one. That is a good one. And I see where you're coming from. I went a little bit different here. I went with the Florida LSU game. And main reason is because Florida plays a lot of these teams that we still have questions about. I mean, they all do because it's still early in the season and we've only had one SEC game. But I do feel like based off these AP numbers, you know, Florida has either they're going to give these teams a fit or and you can say the same thing about LSU. I felt so good about LSU after week one. And then I see the Clemson game, and then I see LSU's game, and I'm like, you know, where are we? Where are we? Is this a playoff team or not? And I feel like a playoff team puts Florida away. If it's a ball game or you lose, then all of a sudden I'm like, man, maybe South Florida was a mistake, you know? Maybe we should give
maybe
Billy
South
time.
Maybe South Florida's great.
I can't wait to hear the presser next year when Coach Kelly says he's beat me 2 years in a row. They need to keep him.
How about this one? Junior on Discord. Don't forget to check out the Discord channel.
Yeah.
If Tennessee scores 24 points.
Yes.
Or more. 24 or more, he says, do they beat them dogs? Basically, I think he was saying is how many points it's going to take to beat Georgia.
I don't like 24. That's a low number.
A hell of a defense over there, Shane. Not many people get that many on Georgia.
Yeah, but we don't have those Austin Peay guys. So 24. No, I feel like you got to get, I don't know. It sounds crazy, but give me 28 or more. 28 or more. Four touchdowns.
That wasn't the question.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're saying if they score 24, what's your confidence that they're winning, though? I guess that's what he's really asking.
All right. So if they score 24, then my confidence is 51%.
Okay. I'm just looking at last year, what does that really matter?
Yeah.
Bama scored 41 on them.
Yeah.
Mississippi State scored 31 on them. Ole Miss scored 28, and that felt like a damn blowout.
Yeah.
Not Georgia Tech scored 42, but that was 8 overtimes. I mean, you just don't score a lot on old Kirby's dogs, you know what?
No, you don't. You don't. So, but they don't score a lot either, so.
All right, how about this one from Chase Moore on Twitter?
Yeah.
What's the best 1-2 punch at running back in the SEC? And he says, I'm thinking Ahmad Hardy and Jamal Roberts, his Mizzou Tigers. But we got some good combos, Shane.
Yeah.
I know we've kind of mocked Kentucky. Dante Dowlins and Seth McGowan are both in the top 10 in rushing right now. Mm-hmm. Georgia's got Nate Frazier and Dwight Phillips. They're up the list.
Yeah.
Arkansas, Mike Washington, he's been a revelation. And they got the bus junior down there, Braylon Russell. Texas got Trey Wisner with all his necklaces and C.J. Baxter. Ole Miss, Kewon Lacy leads the SEC in rushing.
Yeah.
Logan Diggs, A&M, Le'Veon Moss, Reuben Owens, Tennessee, Deshaun Bishop, Star Thomas. So those are kind of the ones I've listed.
The ones I like the most right now is obviously Mizzou. I like Tennessee's room. I'd probably go with, I think that, I don't know. I think Texas Could be. I'd put Texas. So I'd go Mizzou, Texas, and Tennessee, top three.
I put A&M in the top three.
They just haven't done it yet.
I give Kentucky top three, too.
I mean, they leaned into it this week, and I feel like I need to see one more of those games. But, I mean, they got the talent. They got three of the best running backs in the country. It's just they've not done it yet. So, to an extent where I could say, hey, yeah, this is top three-ish.
Isn't it funny, Shane? We played two games, and it's like, and most of them have played like one FCS, and we're like, yeah. Come on, you already know our guys are the best, you know? Like,
yeah. Well, you're going down the list. I was like, shit, he's right. You know, I mean, I was thinking about Diggs and Lacey last week. I was like, you know, they had their moments.
And a great point here by Razor Bass. I didn't include Talon because he's a quarterback.
Yeah.
But Arkansas's got two of the top six rushers, if you count Talon, you know?
Well, that's true. Yeah, Auburn's doing pretty good at that part, too. So.
Right. Hey, shout out Cousin Eugene. You'll love this one, Shane, on YouTube. How many days would it take Billy Napier to complete a fifth grade crossword puzzle?
Oh, golly.
Two?
I'd say at least. I'd say three and a half.
Okay.
He'd fall asleep, you know. It would have to keep waking him up.
Hey, this may be haunting you here. I believe this is a Texas fan. Shout out JT on Twitter. What if LSU Clemson is what 2016 Texas Notre Dame was? And just to refresh your memory in case you missed it, because they were in Big 12 back in.
Yeah. And
we didn't care about it back in. But that was the game, Shane. Remember where both were, I think, top five, top 10. And I think this was the one where the Texas guy was like, we're back. Because they went and beat Notre Dame.
Yes.
And I don't think either team went to a bowl game. So, you know, basically the moral of what he's trying to get at here is like, what if LSU and Clemson both suck? You know, I mean, I don't think that's unrealistic.
No, and that's why I mentioned LSU and Florida in that temperature gauge, if you will, because what if? I mean, La Tech game was that one blew my mind. Out of all week two matchups, that one surprised me the most. I just felt like that should be a 40-0 game by half. I mean, that could, and if it does, Mike, oh my gosh, that changes everything, doesn't it?
Oh, shout out Allen. He nailed it. I apologize. Yeah. So that was the quarterback. I think it was after Georgia that he was like, we're back. Yeah. But that game was Joe Tess, remember? Where he's like, Texas is back. He was all over the top with it, you know?
Yeah, old Joe. He's too cool for school, ain't he?
Hey, how about this one? From Anheuser Farrow. You'll love this one, Shane.
Yeah.
Would Cousin Shane rather get unblocked by Cracker Barrel or have an SEC versus SEC national championship game for the next five consecutive seasons?
Five seasons. I hate the Big Ten. I hate the ACC. So, yeah, give me SEC. And Cracker Barrel, I told you, they got six more days to answer, or I'm going to find out where the hell. I'm going to find out. There's somebody. There's a guy or girl in there that says, you know what? Blocked. Hit the button and blocked me. I'm going to find out who you are.
Well, didn't they try to claim it was AI last time?
Yeah. I'm telling you, that AI is doing a lot of talking on there, a lot of chirping online. And what sucks is somebody will tag me in a Cracker Barrel post, and I can't not reply because I'm blocked, you know? So it's like...
Yeah, so people are just like, oh, the hell with this guy. Yeah, he's not responding.
Shane don't even care, you know? No, I do. I just can't say anything because it got me blocked.
I got you. Hey, here's another one for you, Shane. Clinton Thomas on Twitter. How far could Bo Prabula throw a Lambert's dinner roll? And he says this question is for Cousin Shane, obviously.
Over them damn mountains, you know? I could go stand in my front yard. He probably hit me.
You think he's been to Lambert's yet throwing them rolls?
If not, it's a shame. That place is crazy. It was awesome. And I'm not usually big on these places that you got to try. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because I think you build it up too high, but it was fantastic. I do find their little trick, though. Try to avoid some of them appetizers that come through there early because you will not have room for country fried steak if you do.
How close, roughly, is that to campus? Do you recall?
Oh, man, we were we were a ways away from there. So I'm going to say it seemed like a couple of hours. Gotcha. I may be wrong. It's in the, I mean, as soon as you cross over into Missouri, that's where you're going to find it. Yeah, right after you hit a deer is where you're going to find it. So
I'm just saying it may be difficult for him to venture out that far. You know what? I mean, he's focused on football.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. He should go though because it is damn good. Take the team. Take some of that money you got, Bo, and take him lineman out to eat. This ain't about you.
All right, you ready for some food questions here?
Hell yes.
Which I guess we already did with the Lamberts, but shout out Cousin Thor Hogg. What is Cousin Shane's favorite Little Debbie?
I go through, maybe rank
top five. I think that's even better.
I go through moods, you know. Right now, I'm back and forth between the oatmeal cream pie and the Swiss cake rolls. So I really like the oatmeal cream pies. So I would say OG oatmeal. Then I'd go right now Swiss cake. Three.
You don't like fudge rounds, do you?
Nah. I mean, I don't hate them. I wouldn't kick them out of bed. You know what I'm saying? Growing up, that was like. That was probably one of my favorites, but for some reason,
those are the only ones that we ever got was oatmeal pie and fudge rounds.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't go wrong with Nutty Buddy. Those are kind of like just the right sweetness, texture, everything so that you could eat like five packs if you needed to.
What about the, aren't you a big zebra cake man or am I wrong?
Zebra cakes are up there.
Isn't that pretty much just a Christmas tree, but they just do the Christmas tree at Christmas time?
I don't want to talk about the Christmas tree because it's not fair. That's, you know, it's just, I mean, we're like 14 days away. They're going to start airing those things out. but I will tell you this, man, I got a little, this last batch of Christmas trees, I don't know if they've done something with the recipe or I've just, I wasn't feeling it. They lost something for me, man. Maybe it's just, I waited too long for them.
Were you the one that shared it with me? There was it looks stupid, but it was some lady would like, she would take like a dozen of those Christmas trees and then mashed them up and made like a cake out of it. Was that you that sent that to me?
No, but I did send you the ice cream one. That was Little Debbie. I don't know if you saw it, but when I shut the ice cream door, you could see I was holding two of the strawberry shortcake ones.
All right. How about this one, Shane? From Big Blue Breakdown. Question for Cousin Shane. What's your favorite sweet tea brand or favorite restaurant sweet tea?
You know, restaurant are hit and miss. And usually it's not I cannot stand, it starts with an L. You see it at some of the restaurants. Lipton's? Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a fan. So if it's got that or if it's from a machine, it's not that good. But, dude, you can't go wrong with McDonald's sweet tea. You cannot go wrong with just local gas station sweet tea that we have here or go down here to Burger Bar and get you a sweet tea. That's fantastic. I'm trying to think. Here at the house, though, my daughter likes that Milo's sweet tea, which is, I mean, in a pinch, not a bad deal.
Comments over here.
Yeah. But, you know, my dad, he had like these, I don't know why we had these large pickle jars, and he must like got them once or something. You know how your parents are growing up. They just saved everything. Like you didn't know if it was butter or leftovers, you know, you'd open up some of this stuff, but he would put it out there in the sun. But the problem with dad is he didn't like it sweet as much, you know, so it was. Sometimes you'd go in and you'd take two gulps in. You're like, dude, there is no sugar in this thing. So, but I did enjoy the taste of the tea.
Slim says Milo's is trash water.
Trash water. Hey, man, I'm trash, man.
Okay. Well, this is kind of a confusing one here, but shout out Cousin Jason Story. He's a cousin. We're going to get his questions asked. I don't even know who this is. If the Sooners get a commitment from Peyton Houston on Monday, could they be the most dominant SEC team for the next decade? This freaking kid has 900 yards of offense in a single game and 10 touchdowns, breaking the all-time high school record. Boomer. Sure.
Yeah. Until at least the next portal opens up, you know?
let me ask you that. Because he's got a food question here. That's why I really wanted to ask it. But I was talking to someone the other day, and I just said, you know, like we don't have to go keep talking about Nico and all this, but so like Tennessee's got, I think, the number one high school recruit in the upcoming class committed.
Yeah.
Would you rather have him or I personally, I think it's smarter, and maybe, you know, it's not like you can just go get whoever the hell you want all the time, but instead of the number one high school guy, I'd rather have the number one portal quarterback like a John Mateer.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a smarter way because you're, again, every situation is unique, but how many of these high, we just saw it, Michigan's got the number one high school quarterback. And I know it's different because it's a different sporting cast. It was on the road, but hell, I mean, anybody that would rather have Underwood than John Mateer did not watch that football game.
Yeah.
Now, Underwood's got longer to play, but I don't know. I'd rather have the number one portal quarterback than the number one high school. Am I wrong? What's your thoughts
on that? No. It's just proof. You know, you just you need the proof. And how many times have you looked at these top classes? I know I've done it. I get in these rabbit holes. I'm like, I'm just curious what the top five 2004 talent was. And then you just see like, I have to Google this name. I don't even know this guy anymore. So I feel like they're even talking about this one with Nico and Arch Manning. And, you know, maybe that is a bust, if you will. But you get these portal kids, it seems like they hit more often than non-portal kids. So give me number one portal without a doubt, Mike. And to answer Ashley, fried chicken or chicken dumplings, both made by Mamaw, and easy answer, chicken dumplings.
Mm.
Yeah, for me.
Okay. And then, so Jason, he did have a food question here. Oklahoma, Cousin Shane, who's winning the frozen pizza contest at your house?
Well, I'm two pizzas in. I had the Red Baron, and then I had a Craven, which was trash. So
they
Red
tried
Baron,
to tell you.
Red Baron has got it. This week is Tony, so we're doing Tony. So looking forward to it Saturday.
Please keep us updated.
I will. Absolutely.
All right, last one. Cousin Trey, he always asks a football question with a food question. If Arkansas wins this game and Talen Green plays at the level he has, where does he rank nationally quarterback-wise? That's a great question. I don't know. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer here, Shane, but I still think that I think a lot of people will be like, oh, that's a great win for Sam Pittman.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll be like, oh, Talen Green beat Ole Miss. I don't think that'll give him a ton of respect. I think if he beats Notre Dame, which, again, I think Ole Miss better than Notre Dame probably, but the question was nationally. You know, at Tennessee, that's a game. At LSU, at Texas. Those are the games where he'll get national respect. I think he'll get SEC respect, but I don't think he gets national respect for beating Ole Miss. What's your thoughts on that?
I see Jax, and they just reminded me that's what I'm going to be having this weekend is Jax. Sorry. Yes, I do get sidetracked. And I would say I disagree. And the reason I disagree is because if Arkansas wins this football game, it will be because of Talen Green. And I feel like that's exactly the recognition you need because everybody likes to talk about a good upset. And Ole Miss getting beat at home is a good upset. And so I feel like the highlights that we will see constantly are the great plays that Talen Green made, which does launch him. Now we're even more interested in the Notre Dame game, even more interested into the Tennessee game. So I feel like this is more of a debut, not just for Talen, but more for Arkansas, in my opinion.
Hmm.
Okay. Or the early exit for Sam Pittman. You know, I mean, it could be that way. It could just say, well, shit, here we are. We thought we were back, and then Oklahoma State all over again.
All right. And then, so here's Cousin Trey's food question, Shane.
Yes.
This is an interesting one. I don't know why he phrased it this way. Hopefully everything's okay at the Trey house. Recently divorced guy meals.
Huh.
He wants them ranked here. I'm not even familiar with this one. Dinky Moore. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. That's the one I was telling you about that you can get roast beef on aisle three. It's not even refrigerated. It just doesn't seem
okay. Well, safe. He says Dinky Moore or banquet pot pies.
I hate pot pies. I hate peas and carrots and all that shit.
So you're going Dinky.
Give me Dinky.
Okay. Kraft mac and cheese or Velveeta?
Kraft. Kraft. Velveeta is just, like, we were poor, but we weren't that poor, you know?
You don't like Velveeta?
Hell no. No, there's cancer causing something in that thing. I could just tell you right now.
I thought it was the other way around. I thought Velveeta was like the higher brand.
No. Well, I mean, we even got the off brand Velveeta. So maybe that, I don't know. It just felt like they got done making cheese somewhere and they're like, hey, what are we going to do with this extra goo? And they're like, just put it in a tub and send it out to the poor people.
Yeah, see, yeah, they're all saying Velveeta. I don't know if you've had Velveeta.
Man, maybe I haven't.
I feel like it's three times the price of Kraft.
No, give me Kraft. I'm a Kraft guy. If I can get that. Actually, I like Food Club version. I mean, the older I get, the cheaper I get, but you got to be careful on those name brand stuff, because something like Jif is not the same as the off Food Club peanut butter. There's like, you just can't, but like sour creams and, you know, some certain cheeses and stuff like that, you can get away with.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, Dr. Pepper or Dr. Thunder, you know?
There's not one Velveeta's bad here, except I think we got to get you some real Velveeta.
I don't think I've not had the real stuff.
I think you had a knockoff and it scared you. That's what I think.
Probably did. Damaged goods on. Yeah.
Johnny Utah says, breaking news. Shane hates peas and carrots. Who would have thunk it? All right. This one. I don't know if you know this one. Well, I think you'll know the first one. Vienna sausage.
Yes.
Or treat. T-R-E-E-T says it's like a knockoff of Spam.
Treat. Yeah, it's treat. The treat's the answer there.
Better than Vienna sausage, huh?
Yeah.
Vienna sausages.
My youngest loves, like, she went through a little thing. Like, that's all she wanted for her lunch at school, you know, was those little guys. And I think they're terrible. Treat, Spam, those two are fantastic. I can definitely go with those.
Okay. Pork and beans or ranch-style beans?
Pork and beans. Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to think. I got sidetracked too. Potted meat. You ever had potted meat?
Not that I could think of.
The one thing that I really just couldn't enjoy, and my dad seemed to enjoy it, was it was this sliced meat, kind of like, and maybe the comments will know, and there's like this white line on the outside. Have you seen that? Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like a lunch meat that you put on there.
You're kind of scaring me.
No, it's a, I know they're going to know what it is. I'm waiting for it to catch up here, but absolutely horrible. Liver cheese. Is that, is that what it's called? Oh my gosh. Now that one you can keep. That one was garbage.
Emily,
yeah,
saying,
liver cheese. Yeah. Ugh.
Emily saying, don't call child services. She buys the Velveeta cheese. Yeah. Hey, we missed one, Shay. Shout out Jason Frankie.
Hell yeah, cuz.
Jason gifted a membership to just had it here. Rowan Phillips. Rowan, welcome
to the family.
We appreciate you, Jason. Thank you, JP, for letting me know.
You know, you boys from East Tennessee, when they start talking potted meat.
All right, then last one here. From Cousin Trey, thin mint Girl Scout cookies, which I know you hate, or yep. Samoa Girl Scout.
Oh, Samoa, yeah. But I'll do all of them. It's like, I'll do that one, and then they'll be sitting over there. I'll be like, well, you know, a cup of coffee, that's not too bad, I guess.
All right. Jeez. Well, hey, that's all we got. I was trying to get the
Oreos or Chips Ahoy for dessert.
Ooh, Oreos or Chips Ahoy. Do we got milk? Because that's an important.
I will say this. I have always been an Oreo guy, mm-hmm. but before Double Stuff, I was always one of those that would break them apart and then make a Double Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then they got like too much Double. I had a triple. Have you ever had a triple stuffed Oreo or Mega Stuff, I think is what it was called. And I don't know. There was something about that one. It just kind of. I just, for a while, I stayed away from those. So I went to Chips Ahoy, which, again, paired with a nice cup of coffee, brother. Quick dip. You can't keep it in there long, but a quick dip in the coffee. Give me Chips Ahoy right now.
Mm. Hey, I said I'd share this if I had it. Yeah. Sorry that it's so tiny. They literally just put this out. That was what was beeping over here. Injury updates real quick.
Yeah.
This is official from the SEC. Georgia, questionable. Juan Gaston, big lineman. Ernest Green, probable. So great news there for Georgia, out. Ethan Barbeau, Chase Linton, Thomas Blackshire. Tennessee's out. Ricky Gibson, Gerard McCoy, Davin Hobbs, questionable. Tyrese Weathersby, Hunter Barnes, running back. Jackson Moy, questionable. And David Sanders, big five-star offensive tackle, questionable. Hmm. Arkansas, man, we got some big, a lot of players questionable. Kayvon Henderson, Marklean Batten, Davin Bell, David Oakey, Quentin Rhodes, all questionable. Probable, Selman Bridges, Trent Wallen. Ole Miss, questionable. Jalen Braxton, that's one of their big Arkansas additions. Probable, Trey Wallace, Kywin Lacy, Daquan Wright, who I believe missed last week, Deuce Alexander, and Austin Simmons. So that's great news, Austin Simmons. Yeah. Probable, means very likely to play. Florida, nobody questionable or probable, so that's good. But a lot of guys are out there for Florida. And then LSU, questionable. Tredez Green, a big tight end. Yeah. Braylon Moore, the center. And Dustin Hill, receiver. So those are some big ones.
I don't think we're going to see Green just based off Kelly's comments earlier, but I may be wrong, and it is early in the week.
Mm-hmm. And then Vanderbilt, Yillian Otario is questionable. Yeah. Probable, Mykylan Young, Cedric Alexander, that's a big one. Chase Mitchell, probable for South Carolina. Ooh, this is huge. Vakari Swain, All-American returner now. Brandon Cisse and Jacquel Holman. So that's your injury update. The SEC will update these each and every day until, they'll do it Thursday, Friday, and then one right before kickoff. So just wanted to get that in at the buzzer.
Speaking of one in before the buzzer, Dustin Hale, gifting a family member, Mike, and that's going to go to way down the list here. Rico, welcome to the family. Courtesy of Dustin Hale. Yeah. And today's shout outs. Thank you, JP. Seriously, biggest shout out goes to JP keeping up with this. Appreciate the list. I appreciate everything he's done for the show. He's super, super awesome. Today's shout outs go to Stephen Up, Rolls Royce, Ben Helms, Buttered Sausage, Junior, JR, Too Slick, One More Chance, Force Whittle, Austin Wayne, and Jason Franken. Thank you all. Thank you all for showing up. We got two other shows if you missed them. SEC Hangover this morning, and Steven on the lunch show gave you his picks. So we're going to be back tomorrow. So look forward to that with our picks, which I think I'm going to be 100% correct this week, Mike.
And, hey, I started doing it last week. I'm just going to do it the rest of the year. Quarterback power rankings, yeah. Thursday in the daytime. So lunch hour, we'll be back for that. And then comment of the night came in at the very end. Shane, shout out Cousin Chad. Napier's questionable with 50% brainwave activity. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. We appreciate each and every one of you. We'll catch you on the next one.
See you guys. Go Balls.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.